I'm Jeff Booth, and this is The Big Picture here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. Women's rights and access to reproductive health care are in very bad shape here in the United States. The Population Institute puts out a report card every year on reproductive rights, and for the very first time, the United States gets a failing grade. We get an F. We fail. And the reason that we're failing is that we've seen a steady erosion of access to family planning services. People are being denied access to abortion care across the United States, and it looks like maybe even this year, abortion rights could be eliminated entirely. And there's also the Title X restrictions, the cutting of evidence-based sexuality education, and the appointment of federal judges who are antagonistic to women's rights and women's access to reproductive health care. Last year, we got a D-, so we're clearly continuing to go in the wrong direction. Across the board during the last few years, there's been an all-out assault primarily by Republicans, not exclusively, but very much primarily by the Republican Party. And it's a little disturbing that several of the candidates for president on the Democratic side aren't really that clear about women's reproductive health care rights. Bloomberg is pretty hostile to them. I mean, to the rights. I mean, Bloomberg isn't against abortion. Instead, he's been accused of telling a woman to go out and have an abortion because they didn't want her to be off the job. And that's just as much an assault on women's health care rights as preventing them from being able to get an abortion. I made it clear before in the show that the candidate that I support is Elizabeth Warren. I didn't think last time around she was really quite ready, but now I do. And she's certainly on the right side of this because she has experienced abortion discrimination, and she is a strong advocate for women's reproductive health care rights. The only other woman running, Senator Amy Klobuchar, is not so much. She wants so very much to be the centrist candidate. And while she says that she is pro-choice, she believes that we should embrace the anti-choice side. She says we need to be a big tent. Well, how does that work exactly? First of all, 82% of Democrats support abortion rights in most or all circumstances. That was according to a 2019 Pew Research poll. Now, if you want to bring people in, you got to find some level of compromise. And how do you compromise with these people? A lot of them don't want compromise. They want all abortions to be ended. They want it to happen now. And they also, a large percentage of them, want to see the elimination of access to contraception. We already have massive, draconian restrictions on abortions as it stands. There's already been that much compromise. The Republicans have won again and again and again in narrowing and narrowing abortion access. Where is there any room for compromise? It's kind of a binary thing. You either believe that women should be able to make the choice about what's growing inside of them, or they don't. And I have yet to hear an argument that finds some middle ground between those two opinions. Right now, it's basically a free-for-all out there with unbelievable draconian laws. In many states, doctors are forced by law to lie to their patients. In many states, women are forced to undergo biased counseling mandated by the state. And in that counseling, they are told things that are not true. I realize we're in a post-truth America. But how the hell did we get here where you can be forced to lie by your government? And in the worst case of all, you're a doctor and you're forced to lie to your patients. You have to violate your Hippocratic Oath or go to jail. So I just don't see a lot of room for compromise with the anti-abortion movement. And here's why. It's not about abortion. It's about controlling women. They don't care about babies because they don't do a whole hell of a lot of them for once they're here. And the truth is, if you really honestly were against abortion, you thought women shouldn't have abortions, then you would do everything possible to make sure that contraception was universally available. There's not a single anti-abortion group in the country that does that. Right now, 34 different states require mandatory counseling which of course infantilizes women. They can't make decisions on their own, so they've got to be told by somebody what to think, and what they're told is often not true, biased, and often the content is dictated by religious organizations. It's a mess. Republicans talk the talk about wanting to protect fetuses. Well, they say babies, they're fetuses. But they go in the exact opposite direction. They fight against access to contraception. They fight against things like paid leave policies so that working moms can go have a pregnancy without having to quit their job. And then daycare. We suck at that. In the United States, we're moving in the direction towards banning abortions, which means there's going to be a lot of unwanted children. But we're moving in the opposite direction of the things that we should be doing to take care of those unwanted children. Cutting school lunch programs. Cutting assistance to families. And all this during a time when the president is proclaiming that our economy is the greatest that it's ever been. But we still don't have money to pay for things like paid leave. You might have heard about this little thing called the coronavirus, COVID-19, I believe. The president tells us to forget about it, and apparently the Senate has, because they're not doing anything about it. In fact, yesterday, they took up, instead of something actually important that they could pass, they took up two extreme anti-abortion bills that they know don't stand a chance of passing. And they didn't, ultimately. So all that time was completely wasted. The only reason they did is because McConnell wants to say, hey, look, I put up these anti-abortion bills, so re-elect me. Well, you didn't get them passed, numbskull, so all you did was waste time. Now, it's a good thing that these bills didn't pass. They're terrible. One was a 20-week abortion ban called the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. That failed 53-44. The title is completely disingenuous. Fetuses at 20 weeks cannot feel pain based on the best science that we have. The other bill was even worse. It's called the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. It lost by an even bigger margin, 56-41. So-called moderate Susan Collins, of course, voted with the Republicans for it. I am very much hoping that in the next election, Mainers kick her sorry ass out of the Senate. This act would force doctors and parents of babies who are not capable of remaining alive outside of the womb to go to extreme means to try to keep that baby alive. Now, doctors already do that with babies that have a chance of living, but there is no point in doing it if the mother's life would be put in jeopardy or if the baby stands absolutely no chance of surviving. But doctors, under this bill, would have been required to do everything possible anyway. The extreme measures are extremely expensive. Women would be stuck with the bill, paying for medical procedures that doctors say were useless and could never have saved the child in the first place. And in exceptionally bad news, we just got word from the Ninth Circuit Court, and in a dissenting opinion, one of the judges accused the Trump administration of erasing decades of progress in family planning, and that's what they did. This took place on Monday. They overturned a block on the Trump administration's domestic gag rule. Now, we've had gag rules for the rest of the world, which were terrible, and that means you can't say the word abortion. You can't say anything about it. You can't tell women where they could go to get them. It's a law that has caused uncountable damage to women all over the world. But only under Trump will we get this draconian, horrible law in the United States. Every single judge, it was a 9-judge panel, and all 7 of the judges who voted for this were all put in place by a Republican president. The domestic gag rule is terrible. It bans healthcare providers who receive Title X family planning funding from performing abortions or referring patients for abortion services, even if a patient wants abortion care. This is devastating to all family planning clinics, including Planned Parenthood. Clinics are required to physically and financially separate abortion services and family planning services. They can't even be in the same building. And HHS, which has been taken over by anti-abortion extremists, Well, they're funneling a lot of the money for Title X funding to anti-choice clinics that don't offer a full range of reproductive health services like contraception. Seems like every day this administration works to erase all the gains we've ever made on this front.